I'd like us to demonstrate our fantastic wildlife knowledge, because when we were walking here, you remembered loads of stuff. How
about you? That's Rebecca Neal, the conservation youth worker from Frog Life, talking to three youngsters from Ken Stimson Community School in Peterborough. They've just started working on a mural on a Werrington underpass to improve their confidence. She says the benefits are already showing.
Well, this is a chance for them to basically shine. It's an opportunity to take them away from their normal school environment, which for some young people is difficult, and give them an opportunity to show that they are better than perhaps they normally are in school. Being outside is really good for everybody. It's good for your mental and your physical health, and it just gives them that sense of space and a bit more freedom. So there's always learning that goes on in my projects, but it's kind of hidden away, if you like, and it's a bit surreptitious about how it gets in.
The work that you are doing is possible due to people putting their hand in their pocket and donating to children in need. Just how vital and important is it to you and to the community and to these young people?
Frog Life, we were given a grant of quite a lot of money, and it basically pays my salary for 3 years. I've got targets to meet of several thousand young people over those 3 years, which, you know, will all have an impact. They'll all be outdoors in green space learning about their environment, and that's absolutely crucial.
Hello, I'm Nathan and I'm 12. Well, we're working on a mural about nature. It's going to be about like different themes, like frogs and bulrushes, and I've helped spray paint it, helped design it, like draw it and stuff like that. I think it's pretty awesome, actually. It's going to look quality.
Hello, I'm Jack and I'm 12. I'm really excited about how it's going to look at the end, and I'm really looking forward to it being finished.
What's been the best bit so far?
Talking to the community and how they like want to improve this underpass, because at the state of it at the moment, it's like, it's on the wall that we're doing, it's really good, but on the other wall it's not, like, it's really rubbish and old. Me and Nathan and Matthew and Sam and Neil that can't be here will feel really sad if it gets painted over.
Mrs. Eyre from Ken Stimson Community School in Peterborough, and I'm the community coordinator. Their learning has come on leaps and bounds with this project. It's all about wildlife, and what these young guys know now is phenomenal, and they're going to be going back into school and creating a presentation. They're taking great pride in seeing this mural finished. They can't wait for the next 3 weeks to come along until the end result and see all the people around here are so supportive. It's been a wonderful opportunity.
And just how important is this Children in Need money to your school?
It's absolutely fantastic, because without it, we could never fund projects like this. We rely on donations, charities coming forward and getting involved in these projects.
So short lines, Jack, yeah? Close into the wall. Brilliant. Nice and careful. That's great. Just got a bit of drip there.